Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, this is Kirsty Krause, and you're listening to Weekdays with Murph.
Hi, listeners, and welcome to another edition of Weekdays with Murph. Today on the show, we're coming to you a little bit earlier than normal because we are welcoming back our good friend Lexi Jordan. We'll talk with Lexi about what she's been up to since the last time she was on, as well as anything that she can talk about, including her quote-unquote new single. And I put that in quotes because, well, you'll understand when we get into that part of the conversation. So with that being said, let's go ahead and welcome the lovely Miss Lexi Jordan back to the show. Hey, Lexi, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you for doing this again today.
Oh, always. Thank you for having me.
You know, I've said this a couple of times on social media, but it's always great to catch up with you.
Oh, yeah, every time. It's always a good time being on here. So, seriously, thank you. And thank you for having me on release day, too.
And that's kind of what I wanted to start today off with. It's a big day for you, isn't it?
It is. It is. It's been a lot of emotions, for sure.
So, I know I mentioned earlier in the intro that this is a quote-unquote new single, and I put that in quotes because this is kind of a reimagined slash remastered version of the previous single, isn't it?
Yeah. So it actually does have some parts that are very similar to the first version. The first version was actually released in 2017, and I know that we've talked about it before, but for those listening that might not know, I released a song when I was 17, and the original inspiration was basically that I was getting my license, and that was kind of the first chapter of freedom I had experienced. So I wanted to kind of write a song that spoke to that and spoke to just feeling free on the road and having a good time, and revisiting it was so much fun. I got to write it with Lissa Coulter and Tom Williams Jr., and they are both very great writers. So it was great to be able to work with them. And the second time around, it kind of switched perspectives but also stayed the same in a sense. So now it's more so about letting go of your fears, following what sets your soul on fire, and just really going with that. And I learned that the only person that can tell you that is you, and I think this song really speaks to that. And I really am excited to see. I've gotten a lot of nice things from everybody, and it's just been really great. So it's been a while. It's been a long time coming, but it was nice to release this as my first single again.
Now, there is and I've got to shout this out because I just got it. I just have to. There is an Instagram account, Lexi Jordan Music Updates, the sweetest person ever.
Oh, I know. She's so sweet. Her name is Peyton. She runs the account, and she is a sweetheart. I love her. She's so supportive, and it's been really great, again, to just see so many fans get so excited for new music to be coming out because, you know, it can be nerve-wracking to kind of have a few years off and then get back into it, for sure.
Right. I kind of wanted to let the listeners know the reason that we're doing this a little bit early today is that you've got a show tonight.
I do, yeah. I have a show in Bellingham, Mass., and it's from 7 to 10, so I'm very excited for that as well. It's crazy to not only be able to release a song, but also be able to come on here with you and then play a show. It's been a really great week and day all together.
I can't even imagine. Like I'm not an artist. I'm not in this business in that way. But but I can just imagine how just nerve-wracking and really cool it would feel in the same breath to release music and get to actually play that stuff on stage.
Yeah, it's so crazy. I mean, I had been kind of showing sneak peeks of Highway here and there, not only on social media, but also at my shows during this whole tour this summer, and it was really, really great to get all the feedback and hear people that saying they like it and follow me on Spotify. It's just been, everybody's really supportive, and although it is absolutely nerve-wracking, I totally agree, and I was freaking out a little bit last night for sure, around midnight, but it was really, really nice to be able to release the music, and like I said, everybody was so incredibly supportive, and it honestly blew me away. Like I said, it's been a really long time, 4 years about, since I've released music, and, you know, it was kind of, this version is technically my debut single, and this new version is just so true to me and where I'm at now, and I really hope that people just listen to it and understand that you can chase that dream, whether you think it's too big or there's someone else that's telling you it's too big or not feasible or whatever the case may be. I just think that this song is kind of an anthem for that, and just taking whatever highway will get you there.
It does not seem like it's been that long since you've put out new music. That just blows my mind.
I know. It doesn't feel like it. I mean, time flies by fast, but it for sure doesn't feel like it's been about 4 years. But the first one was in 2017.
I'm just like, what now? You literally blew my mind over here.
Oh, well, thank you. I appreciate it. And it's really cool to see everybody that listened to the first version. They kind of noticed the similarities, but also the change in perspective with this new version. And a lot of people have been saying, I loved the first version, but this version is just so incredible, and I'm so proud of you. And it's just been really great to kind of get that feedback. And it's like I said, it's a whole lot of emotions, but it's very exciting. And I'm really grateful.
Well, add me to that list of people that are just so incredibly proud of you.
Thank you.
So, I know it's been a little while since we've sat down and caught up, but what have you been up to since the last time you were on?
Yeah, so I've been playing shows. I went to Nashville for a couple weeks. I did some recording and a bunch of other fun stuff. I'm really excited for this upcoming year. I got a lot of stuff coming that's very new. I got to learn a lot. I definitely have learned so much just within this one summer, and absolutely will be continuing to learn more and grow. And you're always growing and developing, and it's just fun to be able to experience all that came with this summer and the new songs and everything like that.
I cannot wait to hear what's coming up next for you. And I put this on Facebook earlier this morning. I go, so much new music has been released from people that I consider friends today. Hashtag Happy Murph. And
I love that. Yeah, it's been really great to see so many people releasing music today. And just to see the community all come back together. I know things are still a little rocky here and there, of course, within the past, due to, you know, what's been going on for the past year or so. But it's been nice to be able to see everyone to be able to get back out and kind of enjoy some live music. Hopefully that continues.
Oh, yeah. And it's been, since I've been to a live show, the last major live show I went to was before all this mess started. It's been about 3 years since I've been to a concert, and I'm just totally missing it at this point.
Oh, me too. I actually, one of our family traditions are going to see Kenny Chesney. We try to see him every year, and it's been so weird to kind of not, he always comes to our area towards the end of August, so it's kind of our send-off before, you know, going to work and going back to school, and it's been so different not being able to go and just experience the live music, and it's been cool to see the virtual concerts, and I did go to a couple of those, mm-hmm. and those were really great to see that they were able to kind of figure something out and make the best of it, but I'm sure we all miss it, and they're very excited for it to fully come back, for sure.
The last actual live show I've been to, well, I went to the listening room last year, last June, and saw Garth Brooks, believe it or not. I still can't believe that Garth played that little small venue.
Oh, yes, yes. I think we were talking about this last time, I believe.
Yeah, and but prior to that, I saw Eric Church at Nissan Stadium in 2018. Hands down, the best concert I've ever been to.
Really?
Seriously. It was 50,000 people packed into a sold-out Nissan Stadium, and Church had you in the palm of his hand for about 4 hours.
That is so awesome. Yeah, I really can't wait to be able to. I do love performing, and it's so much fun, and you know, I have a show tonight, and I love it so much, but it is really nice to see that and feel that inspiration from other artists that I've always looked up to since I was little.
And that's one thing that's always sort of intrigued me about artists. I bet it must be nice to just be a fan for a few hours of these people, you know?
Yeah, it is. It just reminds me of when I was little and I used to look into the crowd at country concerts. I went to my first country concert when I was about 6 or 7, and it was Keith Urban. And I just, I remember looking out in that crowd and always knowing that that was something I wanted to do. And while I didn't know quite yet that was something I could do, it's every concert I go to, I always find myself looking out into the crowd and just being in such awe at how much the fans are so in for the music and just feeling the music and letting go, and that's just, it's so incredible. So it's definitely very inspiring, and it's always a good night, whoever it is, honestly.
That's a pretty nice first country concert to go to. That's pretty nice. That's a pretty nice one right there.
Oh, yeah. It was awesome. Although, I mean, I did fall asleep during the encore, but I was about 6 or 7, so I tried my best.
Fair point. Fair point.
It was very, very fun, and I've always loved him. Not only his voice, but he's just incredible at guitar, so I still remember that concert, even though I was so young.
Gosh, I am a huge Keith Urban fan. I've never been to a show of his, but I am such a huge fan.
Definitely recommend for sure. He is incredible.
And speaking of guitar, how are lessons going?
Good, good. They're going really well. I know some chords now. I've been working on my first song, which is actually American Honey by Lady A, and that's been really cool to learn because that's a song that I've had in my set list for a while now, so it's cool to kind of see how all of my guitarists and everything like that have been playing it and kind of understand that side of things, and it's been really exciting, and I'm excited to keep going with it.
I remember the first song I ever learned on guitar was actually taught to me virtually by Lindsay L. on Instagram. It was Little Big Town's Girl Crush, first song I ever learned on guitar.
Oh, that's so cool. Yeah, I feel like we always have that memory of the first song that we learned, and I think that song will always definitely have a special place in my heart and in my music, and I'll definitely keep playing it for a really long time, and especially once I can play the whole song. We're working on it, but always making progress.
I do remember, I'm going back to the church show for a second. Now, I'm not a cry at concerts kind of guy. I'm just not that emotional. But there was a part at the end of the song Springsteen that I still get chills to this day every time I hear that song. It was the outro part, and he stopped singing. 50,000 plus people took over. I'm sitting there, I'm going, this is the absolute coolest thing I've ever experienced as a music fan.
That is awesome. Yeah, see, that's what I'm talking about. It's just music brings people together in a way that sometimes we tend to forget, I feel like, because it's just so accessible, and we have it, you know, on our phones, whether it's Spotify, Apple Music, Amazon, you name it, and it's always a really good energy to see someone on stage, and I'm sure they love it so much. I know they do, and just to be able to hear them singing their songs back, I mean, I can't imagine. I have chills right now, honestly.
That's one of my absolute favorite church songs ever, and every time it comes up on my playlist, I promise you, I get chills every single time. I promise you.
Oh yeah, no, that's a good one. I feel like it's a classic, honestly, out of a lot of country songs.
Oh, it absolutely is, and speaking of classic country songs, I don't know if you follow Whiskey Riff on Instagram or Twitter, but they've got this poll going of the greatest George Strait song of all time. It's down to two. It's down to Amarillo by Morning and Troubadour are both great songs in my opinion.
Oh yeah, definitely. I didn't catch that. I do follow them, but I didn't catch that. So that's really awesome. It's always cool to see what everybody has as their own favorites and everything like that, for sure.
I know we talked a little bit about the show tonight, but aside from tonight's show, what else is coming up for you?
So I actually have a bunch of dates booked for, I'm going back to school actually in about a week and a half, I believe, and I will be able to continue doing some shows, not quite as many, which is a little sad, but I'm excited to still be able to go out and perform. This is going to be the first time I'll be able to perform and go out to school at the same time, since most of my college experience was, of course, during the pandemic, so it was definitely a unique one.
I can't even imagine the stress of college, plus the stress of playing shows when you can. How do you balance that? I mean,
yeah. So I actually took a break from music freshman year so that I could kind of get acclimated to college. And, you know, of course, it's different, a little different than high school, since you are teaching a lot of the stuff to yourself and really, you know, expanding on that freedom aspect and figuring it all out. So, and then sophomore year happened to be the pandemic. So this is actually going to be the first year that I'm going to be able to play shows during the school year. So I'm excited, but I would say the best way to keep balance is to just kind of start out a little slow or with, you know, a little less shows and see how it goes. And if you want to add more, awesome, and just kind of see where it takes you. But it is stressful, and it's not anything that I would change. I mean, I love performing and I love singing and being able to be with people and give them a little, you know, night off from whatever it is they're dealing with outside of the venue is always a good time.
Now I've got a little experience playing shows. Of course, I hadn't done it in a couple of years, but there's one time a year that I do play out with a local cover band. We play at a local 4th of July show. And the last time I did it was like 2019, something like that, 2018. And we played 4 hours.
Oh,
I was
wow.
dead after that. I was just absolutely just dead after that.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, it's funny. 2018 feels like yesterday, but at the same time, it definitely wasn't.
Right. But I mean, and I don't see how you guys do it. Even an hour and a half, 2 hour shows. I don't see that's tough to do. I mean, of course, a 4 hour show is quite a lot for only having played out twice in your life. But still, like I said, even a 2 hour show, that's rough.
Wait. Yeah, no, I mean, that's impressive for sure that you were able to, that you did that, and I feel like it always goes by a lot quicker than you think. I mean, 3 hours for sure, it does sound like a lot, and sometimes it is more or, you know, less, like you said, but it's always fun, and I always feel like it just goes by so fast, honestly, just because you're having a good time, and it's nice to make people feel good and just have a nice night.
Right, and we covered a picture from Kid Rock and Sheryl Crow, which is one of my absolute favorite songs of all time, and they actually let me sing on it, which is nuts.
That is so insane. That's awesome. Yeah, I love her. She's incredible.
Now, I can't carry a tune in the bucket, but they let me sing. So.
What was that?
I said, I can't carry a tune in a bucket, but they let me sing. So there you go.
No, I'm sure you're great.
Well, appreciate that. But anyway, so with the next few minutes that we've got left, is there anything else that you wanna cover? Like I know we mentioned this new single dropped at midnight last night, and is there anything else?
I mean, the single's available everywhere on all streaming platforms, and it's in the link in my bio if anybody wants to check it out or hasn't quite gotten a chance to yet, and there's definitely more coming. I can't really give away too many secrets, as I'm sure you know, but I'm really grateful and excited, and I can't believe it's out. I mean, I'm still kind of in shock, if I'm being honest.
Now, I've heard the first version of the song. I have yet to check out this current version, but I'm gonna do that as soon as we hang up, and I'm sure it's gonna be killer.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate it. Yeah, let me know what you think for sure. I appreciate that, and as always. Thank you for having me. It's always great catching up with you.
Absolutely, Lexi. I mean, it's so much fun getting to talk with you and see what you've been up to and everything else. It's always so much fun, you know.
Oh, I totally agree. It's always good to see what you're up to as well.
And I'm kind of tooting my own horn here, but I'm sure you know that we celebrated our 9-year anniversary last Friday.
Yes, I saw that. Congratulations! I'm so happy for you.
I'm still in shock that we've lasted this long because when I first started the podcast, I gave myself 2 weeks. You know, I said if I'm not enjoying this in 2 weeks, if I'm not getting anywhere, I'm done. I have no regrets. Well, 2 weeks has turned into 9 years and counting.
It goes by fast, but you do a great job, and it's always great to hear from you and hear about other artists that are so incredible and doing the best that they can and putting out music and everything like that.
Well, I appreciate you, Lexi, and you always know that. If I can ever do anything for you, don't ever hesitate to reach out.
Oh, absolutely. I appreciate that. Every time you always mention that, and it just warms my heart. I really appreciate it. And as always, I will always, always come back on the show whenever you are looking to have me.
Absolutely. And And the reason I say that is about if I can ever do anything for you, is if you haven't figured this out already, I'm extremely loyal. I mean, if I care about you and what you're doing, I'll be your biggest cheerleader, you know.
Oh yes, of course. I always appreciate that. I said we as in all artists, and I'm sure they all do, and I very much appreciate it as well.
And like you said, you're always welcome back on the show anytime. You know that.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Anytime at all. Seriously.
So I think we're gonna let you go and let you get prepared for the show. But thank you again for doing this, Lexi.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you for having me.
I'll definitely be talking to you later. Okay.
Yeah, for sure. Let me know what you think of Highway.
I'll do it. I'll talk to you later, Lexi. Okay.
All right, have a good one. Thank you.
All right, you too. All right, bye.
Bye.
Well, hope you guys enjoyed our interview with the lovely Miss Alexi Jordan. She is just such a sweetheart, and it's always so much fun getting to catch up with her and see what. She's been up to, and I know she's going to kill it tonight at the show. Anyway, before I get out of here, a couple things. This coming Tuesday at 4:30 Central, we welcome the lovely Miss Risa Binder. But next Tuesday, for the week of the 7th, there will be no shows whatsoever, because frankly, that's my birthday week, and I need a break, y'all. so I'll be celebrating my birthday that week, and I don't want any responsibilities whatsoever. I'm sure y'all know how that goes. So anyway, with that being said, I think I'm gonna. In the episode right here. You've been listening to Weekdays with Murph. Thank you and goodbye.